Maine's Department of Environmental Protection says it won't enforce a statewide ban on single-use plastic carryout bags and polystyrene foam takeout containers until July of next year. Fred Bever reports that's drawing some fire from environmentalists.
The bans were supposed to start in January, but the DEP says the pandemic has boosted demand for single-use bags and styrofoam boxes, and supply chain problems are making it harder to find alternatives. Brian Bineski supervises recycling programs for the DEP. He says compliance concerns have been raised by supermarkets, restaurants, retailers.
And the schools who are sending more food home. So it's one of these things that just COVID-19 is kind of impacting every aspect. And so rather than try and take a piecemeal approach, it seemed the best approach would be to just say July 1, this is when we're giving everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row, so to speak.
Bineski says the DEP wants to avoid making it more difficult for businesses to deploy their hygiene protocols, but the state's largest environmental group, the Natural Resources Council of Maine, is pushing back on the enforcement delay. Sarah Nichols directs the NRCM's sustainability programs.
If particular stores really were having supply chain issues and they provided documentation to DEP, that's perfectly reasonable for DEP not to enforce the ban. But just to provide a blanket waiver for everybody until July 1 doesn't really make any sense.
Nichols says the new state law superseded local bans on single-use plastic bags in some 24 Maine municipalities, many around Greater Portland. So even those local decisions will effectively be moot until the state decides to start enforcing the statewide rules. The DEP and NRCM both agree, though, that one result of postponing the bans will be more plastics ending up in landfills and incinerators. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.